This is Jackie.
And this is Heather.
And welcome to
Millennial Mom Chatter, your go-to podcast for candid conversations and fresh perspectives.
We're just two millennial moms navigating life one hilarious audio message at a time. Join us for laughs, adventures, and real talk. Hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode of Millennial Mom Chatter. We're so happy you could join us today. We're excited to have more fun chat with you guys, as always, with all the fun and spicy topics. So, Heather, how have you been?
I'm good. Beautiful weather, finally.
Yeah.
I'm that old person that talks about weather all the time. I'm always like, because it's been so dreary lately. Like, it's like been like Seattle weather. Like, it should just be snowing outside. So we don't have a cloud in the sky today.
Nice.
I get to go to lunch with my grandma and my mom and Alvaro. And yeah.
So kicking
75 soft.
Our full-time job.
I'm not skinny yet, guys, but I'm hoping I will be eventually.
No, but you're killing it, though. You've been doing really awesome with the program.
Yeah, I've just been trying to be like intentional about,
yeah,
like Heather doesn't need to be a full blown like in the garage weighted. Like, if you don't have time that day, like go to the floor and do some abs and like squats and like just. It doesn't need to be a whole thing. You can just do something small and it like it's better than nothing.
Yeah. So out of all of the things that are required with a 75 soft, what has been the most challenging for you these past couple weeks to like keep up with every day?
Reading.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Believe it or not. And water second.
Yeah.
But I've can been relate doing good to that. Water recently. Yeah. I feel like I actually have gotten a rhythm that like I crave that much water.
That's good.
But I find that the reading is hard.
Yeah, because are you a like physically sit down with a book type of reader, mm-hmm, where you like to have the book in your hand, or are you audiobooks, or what's your vibe with a book?
Well, that's a hot take in itself, because some people don't think that listening to a book is reading a book, which I agree.
Same. Okay. I don't think it counts.
Like, it counts that you can say like you listen to that book, sure.
Yeah, like that's fine. It's done. Like, if someone talks about it, then you can talk about it
because you know the information.
You know what was in it. Yeah.
But like, it's not the same. It is not the same like mental.
Yep.
What is it? Like activity that reading is.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Right?
That's like watching TV or like listening to a podcast. It's not reading a book.
Yeah.
So you can say like, if somebody says they read the book, but they actually listened to it, they should have said, I listened to It Ends With Us.
Yes. Agreed. Absolutely. Yeah. So like, so since you are physically sitting down with a book, this is time consuming. You then have to take the break from doing the chores, taking care of the kids, or whatever you're doing that day to actually sit down with a book.
Yeah.
So that's the hardest part.
Yes.
At least for me. I know that is for me too.
Yeah.
Dang, especially now I need to sit down and do nothing and read. Mm-hmm. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah. And I usually, so I go through spells where like I'm really into reading, and then I go through like where I will find time, like, because I'm like addicted to the book or something. And then there's other times that like I have no desire to read. Like,
yeah.
And they go through stages, meaning like months at a time. So like for months, I'll like knock out like, you know, 10, 12 books.
Yeah.
And then I won't read a book for 6 months. So it's like, mm-hmm, I go through these, like, I'm not a consistent reader.
Yeah.
So right now I'm in my like, I've been, you know, this for like 6 months now, I've been in my like low where I'm like, I don't have time to read.
But you literally haven't, though. It's been a really busy season for you. So to like find time in your day to literally sit down and put away all the other things, that is challenging in itself. So I can understand that.
And then Alvaro, when we're together, he's like, do you want to watch this show or something? And I'll hold on one moment. Let me just read.
Yeah. Let me finish reading my book. No, I get that for like quality time for sure. Same. Yeah. Like, sorry, the book's getting put down. So
how have you been?
Good. Same, just busy. The full-time job of 75 soft. It's same for me, though. Like, as far as what I've had the most challenging time with, it's the physically sitting down and reading and water consumption. I'm one of those people that when I drink a lot of water, I'm going to have to go pee.
Oh,
and also, it's cold outside. So that to me seems like a chore. Like, mm-hmm, I'm not hot and tired and thirsty, so I'm not going to chug an entire bottle of water. And then that means I'm going to have to like get up and go pee. And I'm like,
no, that drives me nuts.
That's fine. I don't need water.
You know, like, me. I think lately I'll lay down at like maybe 9:30, maybe like 9:30. I'll lay down, and if I go to bed at 11, I'll probably have gotten up seven times to pee.
Mm.
It's terrible. Like I, yeah. It's like peeing is a chore.
And yeah, so then you're definitely the type of person who can't drink before you go to bed. Like you'd have to like cut off your consumption before, like well before bedtime.
I don't, not that this is TMI, it's nothing gross, but I can't, like my bladder doesn't fully empty. So it's just like, I just have to go all the time. So
you annoying. Have the sensation of having to go pee more frequently.
Yes. It's so obnoxious. So
I'm glad. So catch us trying to drink our water.
Catch us trying to be hydrated.
Yeah. I think it's much easier in the summer because obviously you have the, like, I don't know, you feel like you're thirsty in the hot sun. Just right now, I'm not in the mood. It's too cold.
I know.
Don't want to get up and go pee.
Yeah. Well, have you seen the news, the latest news on Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni?
Yes. His 6-minute audiobook that he shared with the world.
Okay. I have some takes on it. What's your first thoughts?
He seems like a really nice guy. That's my first like initial thought. Cause that thinking back to when that message was like released or when he sent that message.
He doesn't know she's a BITCH.
Yeah. Like nothing bad had, or at least from our perception, nothing bad had happened at that point. So this is, you know, early in the filming days. So it's like, he seems like a genuinely nice guy. That was like my first impression when listening to the message.
Yeah. So, and he seems like even if he knows that he's right, he's going to say sorry and make you feel like seen.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep.
And I did not find his boob comment inappropriate.
Oh, yeah. The media loves to twist things, right? Or like, they're like reading into that one comment of nursing a child and taking it as a sexualization.
Yeah.
And it was like, Justin wasn't trying to do that.
Like I, and could he use a different word or could maybe he had not said it? Whatever. Sure. But like when you say like, oh, sorry, this voice message is long. You probably have a bunch of kids running around you and a kid on your boob. Like when she's breastfed in front of him on set a bunch of times, then it kind of, and he said it just in a joking way. And it was like, well, I'll let you go, whatever. Have a good night. You know, like, he didn't mean it, I don't think, in any bad way. Like I said, could he have not said it? Maybe, sure. But I don't find it to be like, oh my gosh, whoa, that was like very inappropriate. And we asked, like I asked Alvaro and he was like, no, I don't see anything wrong with it. I was like, okay.
No. And I think people forget that Blake Lively had just had her child at that time. So nursing was the era that she was in during this period of time. So it probably was very normal for her to be like, oh, I got to step out real quick and go nurse my baby. So that was something he probably was familiar with in that stage of filming. So I feel like people kind of are like really getting hung up on that. Like they want to. And it's just like, I don't think it's, I agree with you. I don't think it's anything.
Yeah. Like, well, we'll just have to see if she just her career's over or not. I just think if he really wins it, she herself is done financially.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, like, her and Ryan. How do you feel about Ryan now? Like, do you think he's kind of tossed into this mix as well? Or do we feel like he's in the clear? Like,
so I'm a little torn, okay? Because this is the thing. You can be a jealous person. You can be, like, a person that gets jealous, whatever. Now, if it's extreme, it's very, like, not dangerous, but you know what I mean. It's questionable, right? But, like, there are some people that struggle with that. You know, and I get that, especially in the industry they're in. I understand it.
Right? And with how Ryan and Blake met.
Exactly. I understand it.
Yeah.
So there's two things. It could have been his idea to smear his name and do all this kind of stuff, or which it I kind of almost feel like is the scenario because everyone's like hating on him. And don't get me wrong. Like he's very well involved in this. But I think he also could have been roped in. So it could have been an emotional thing. She was like, my husband can't find out. So she like smeared Justin's name. And then he was like, he made you feel uncomfortable. Like he this. He like whatever. And then she brought him in. And then like information started coming out and they're like, he's stuck now. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Like
he's involved now. Like there's no getting out of the story. Yeah.
So there's two situations. He could have been the one that like really like drove all of this, like he's in the like the pilots, you know, he's the pilot in all of this, or she brought him into this and now he's like,
I could see that for both sides too, for sure. Yeah, especially because how it all started with the allegations where it was Blake claiming that Justin had done these things.
There's and no then, proof yet also.
Yeah, there isn't any proof, yeah. But it was easy then for Ryan to come in and be like, oh, we need to go ahead and just make this look like this was harassment from Justin to shove this down, to make it not look like it's coming from Blake at all, like really just right. make you look like the victim. Keep your mouth closed, keep your head low. And I'm involved now because I also see this as a husband, you know, and I want to see these texts and I want to like, he doesn't want to view it as his wife did anything wrong. He wants to view it as Justin right. did everything. So I'm just like, ooh, he can't, there is no him sneaking out the back door. Ryan's no. involved now. Like,
yep. So I don't know.
It'll be interesting. It's going to be a really good court case. I want them to make this public. Like we need to have like cameras, like,
there's going to be a documentary, surely, right?
There is, yes, yes. There it's going to be like the be. Amber
Heard
what's Johnny Depp. Yes, yeah. That's like the new one now where it's like Blake Lively is the equivalent. And I'm just like, yeah. I'm here for it. Netflix, when are you guys going to sign up for this documentary? Like, is someone already involved?
I guarantee
like,
you somebody's already working on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because like, what was it when, it's wild how like media works and stuff. Like when Liam Payne died, like the next day or like, no, I think it was like 3 or 4 days later, there was a whole yeah. documentary about his death. And I was like,
like, how did you guys do that? Like what?
So who was there? Somebody is working on it yes. right now.
Someone, yeah. Some company has already like signed some documents. It's already in their hands. Like, yeah. yeah.
For
I'm
sure.
excited. It's going to be a good sure. one. It's going to be so juicy. And I think we're going to find out so much stuff too. Because right now we don't even have all the details. Just as mm-hmm. like regular viewers and stuff. So I think that's going to be really interesting when we get to see all of the texts together, all of the like background footage that hasn't been released. Like we get to see all that and kind of piece it together as well. And it's going to be juicy.
I'm excited. Yeah. By the way, if you see me going like this, I'm like, is my neck swollen right here? What's going on? So if you're watching
it
the video.
It doesn't look swollen. I feel like maybe it's just the lighting from your hair.
No, I don't think it's lighting. That's my point.
Oh.
No. It's just funny. So if you're watching it and you're seeing my neck go like, I'm like trying to look at my neck like, have I got some thyroid swelling?
Let's just add that to the list. Like, this is what it's like to be in our mid-30s. It's like, happening.
What's going on? It almost looks bruised. Whatever. Okay.
I was like,
everything's fine.
Oh my Heather's
fine. Yeah. Well, I'm excited to see all of this play out and yeah. the drama to come to the big screen.
Yeah.
This could be a
Colleen
movie.
Hoover, she's going to write a book. She has to.
She should. She should. Okay. So we are a very hot topic right now in TikTok.
We didn't even try to be, honestly. Like, we kind of just came into this really fun and loose, and it backfired, guys.
Yeah. So
we have haters.
If you've seen our real TikTok, whatever, our video that we posted about the hot take on kid leashes. So Jackie had edited a video, both of us kind of edited it. And we first read the hot take, and then we have like a little bit of a chat. Like, it's just like a little preview. We just do.
Yeah,
like
we try to keep
snippets.
It short to yeah. use for social media content. Yeah. Like, we don't want to put the whole episode on social media. Yeah. So we're very intentional about clipping it, keeping it spicy to like attract viewers and listeners. And we did the opposite. Like,
no, we did attracted viewers and comments.
Yeah, we did get engagement. So this is also a quick little shout out to everyone who, though it was negative, we appreciate the engagement, guys, because TikTok and Instagram love engagement and we appreciate you. So thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. So people didn't like that when I read the hot take. They were like, oh my God, she's so mean. Why would she say that? So some of the comments that we have gotten are, must be nice to have always perfectly behaved kids.
Yeah. Facts.
Moms of the year. Yeah. Then we have, apparently you never had to mother multiple kids at the same time.
And for those of you that know us, know we both have more than one child.
Yeah, that so I had like, 3 kids under the age yeah. of 4.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all are tripping. They are not tall enough for their hand to reach mine, and I want them to be independent people, and that starts early in life. Well, this is a dumb take. I flew with my toddler alone once, trying to get all of our stuff through TSA. With her toddling around was a challenge. I wish I had one. What a blessing. What a privilege you all have. Until you have a nonverbal kid with escape behaviors, you'd never understand that it's a good thing.
Yeah, so basically we are just awful and we're not taking into consideration the people who have very specific circumstances that would require them to utilize a leash versus other methods. And then you forgot the one comment about, it was a young gentleman who said, what about the pumpkin patch?
Oh yeah. Strollers don't work everywhere. Example, the pumpkin patch. They are perfect in reasonable scenarios for the toddler leash. And he's like an 18-year-old kid. Nick something.
But it was just so funny though, because if you listen to that podcast episode, we really like, we just read out these hot takes from our listeners and viewers, and we just kind of like talked about them really quickly for a couple minutes generically, right? So we didn't go into like all of the scenarios, like what if a disabled child, what about a blind child, what about the pumpkin patch?
We also talk about like if you have like a daycare or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah.
But I didn't include that in the clip because, you know, that's, we want you to come listen to the podcast, but also like, I didn't expect people to like literally attack based off of us not including maybe a disabled child and stuff. And also it's not very kind for people to, you know what they say about assuming, right? So that wasn't very kind of them to assume, for one, that we claim to be perfect moms, didn't have kids, didn't have multiple kids, or had perfect kids, or like disabled children too, because we both have interactions with people in our communities, in our families, with people who are special needs, disabled, handicapped, all of the things. So there are circumstances where we believe maybe the stroller isn't the best, maybe they're just walking alongside isn't the best, so we get that. So of course we just love that our viewers were like attacking just on the 0.01% of the population.
Yeah. It's okay. We just think that at the end of the day, the average kid doesn't need a leash, right?
Yeah.
You know, like put them in the stroller. If they fight you, then you have to discipline them, like, or you hold their hand. Like me and Jackie were talking, like when I had three kids under four, two of them went in the double stroller because they were 2 and 0. Mm-hmm. And my 3 almost 4-year-old, like I told him, you have to hold onto the stroller. He knew he had to hold onto the stroller, and that was his job.
Yeah.
And like it taught him he had to do that, or he had to hold my hand, or go in the or he swap out with a stroller or something. But like he was not going to just like be attached to me and learn how to wander off.
Right.
That's the problem. Yep. It doesn't really teach them to listen or stay by you. It almost like allows them to, yes, walk independently.
Mm-hmm.
But then they think that they can just do that whenever. Like they might just do that if they don't have the leash on, because they're used to just walking on their own. So we're fine. We're good parents, Jackie.
No, it's fine. I just think, and it comes back to kind of, this is something we wanted to talk about a little bit today, was the, are we just not super to the left of like extreme gentle parenting?
No,
like is the leash like something that this is their way of like, I'm gentle parenting because I still have control over
leash,
my child? Like
not always, but I would say the leash would ride more on the like gentle parenting side.
Yeah.
Because you're like, yes, you can walk and you'll just be attached to me, but like walk, go wherever you want, you know, like you can't go anywhere.
Yeah. Whereas we would have said, like our example that you just mentioned, you just push it down and you're being safe and gentle. It doesn't hurt them. And then you buckle them up and you say no. And then they whinge for like 2 seconds and then they're over it. They forget it even happened.
They're like,
and they're happy. Yeah.
And they're like trying to arch. And you're like, nope, sorry.
The super strong arch, and you just gentle embrace. No. And we carry on and everyone's happy. 5 seconds later, amnesia, and we're all good. Back to normal.
Yeah, Jack and I are firm believers in doing the, like, you know, the pinch on the shoulder, and they're like, ah. Yes. Listen, there's, and especially at a certain age, this is the thing. I understand gentle parenting to an extent, right?
Of course.
When they're older, you can talk to them. Right.
They're very reasonable. We're rational brains now. Yes. They'll take the time to listen to us without freaking out.
Yeah. Correct. But when they're toddlers or like little, there's no like, honey, you don't do that because blah, blah, blah. You might get run over a car. They're looking at you like, what?
They already like zoned out.
They don't even know what you're saying, number one. So you have to do like a little pow pow on the hand, and you have to be like, no, we don't do that. And do they know what you're saying of the we don't do that? But they end up understanding that no means bad because they get a pow pow with it.
Yeah, they
They connect it, exactly. And so like, does that mean go beat your kids? No, guys. That doesn't mean literally go beat your kids. But like a little pow pow here and there, especially toddlers and youngers, is like, I think necessary, because my 12-month-old or 1-year-old is not going to understand my whole little speech.
No, not at all. No way, Jose. No, for sure. I agree. Especially because you need, like we talked about, the connection of like, it's alarming for that moment. Like, you're not hurting them. It's just something that they're like, oh, wait, what was that? I didn't like that. Mommy has a stern face. I'm not going to do that behavior anymore. Yeah. So they definitely need that. You can't like get down on one knee and be like, we, like you said, we can't do that here. That's not nice. Like, they're gone. That's done. Like,
yeah.
We can do that when they're older and they have the capacity to like listen and understand consequences and actions. And that takes a long
time, by the way.
It does.
Even at four, they're like,
they're like, I don't care.
They're like, they like listen for 1 second and you've lost their attention.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say 3 and 4 is definitely the controversial age of like, there, you can have the, you can try to have these rational conversations with them, but not all of that is getting absorbed. We've like left the space.
Yeah. Have you ever done where you do the timeout and you're like, what are you sorry for? And they don't even know what they did.
No.
Like they're literally like, what did I do again?
Yeah. They're like, I'm sorry for what? I don't know.
And you're just like, dude, do you not remember you just smacked your sister 4 minutes ago? And they're look at you like,
no. Can I go play now?
So sometimes you just got to do like a nice little like,
you know, we're fine. And that's a thing too. So this is like a going back to a little bit of where do we get this from? So I will say I was raised. Yeah. So I was raised with spankings.
Me too.
So I think that's also where I have this comfortability where it's like I won't get down on one knee and like do the whole like, OK, let's go talk. And how are you feeling? And how does that make you feel? And therefore, what are our actions? Because
especially at a certain age. Yeah. No,
not. And especially like in a say a birthday party. Like when it's a crowded setting, it's noisy, their friends are running around, we got the sugar high going. No, it's not the time or place. You're getting pow-pow on hand. Don't you ever do that again. And you know, go say sorry or whatever, like correct those actions. And that's it.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
So I don't know. Maybe we're just different.
Like, and we survived our pow-pows.
Yeah. I like that we're calling.
We survived our spankings. Yeah. Yeah. I had the belt. I had the belt and a pain stick.
Ooh, that's a good one. I didn't.
So my mom
we had a lot of hand.
Paint stick. Well, we would have a hand on occasion, but my mom was very big on the pull your pants down and you like have bare skin on your booty.
Yes. Yep.
And but she used to have a paint stick in her little like her door in her car.
Ooh.
Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's the good. The problem with her was we had a Suburban, and so me and Jason would like go to the third row.
We're safe back here. Na na na.
Exactly. But then she'd pull over on the side of the turnpike and tell us that we had to pull her pants down in front of everyone and smack us in the booty.
So it's even worse. You get both not only the physical pow pow, but you then have the embarrassment of the whole thing that just happened. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was fun. But it's funny how parenting changes, though, because I feel like I don't feel like my mom gave pow-pows to my younger brother like she did us.
Oh, interesting. That's a very interesting perspective.
Like
like the times have changed a little, that she does her parenting style a little differently now. Yeah.
I don't ever remember her being like she used to tell us, which we actually used to like when my dad would give us a spanking, because she'd be like, wait till your father comes home. Yes. She would like
the wise words of a mother.
Yeah. Like, if we were really bad, she would be like, your father will come home and give you the spanking. So we preferred that because his belt was thicker.
More surface area to less have like less pain.
Yes. My mom had those 90s thin belts that were like, bah, like whips. And so every time, Jason can attest this, every time she was like, your father will spank you when he gets home, we would be like, yes. So that was great.
We all have the same childhood. Also, I think the situation would always de-escalate by the time my dad got home. So my mom would be like less upset about whatever the behavior was. I would be less upset. And so by the time my dad would get home, it'd always just be like, this is what your daughter did. And then it would just be like, all right.
Your dad's like, okay.
Yeah. And it's like, it's already like de-escalated at that point. So I feel like it's the spanking or whatever the consequence was going to be less than it would if my mom was like more in the heat of the moment where it's like, this, get ready for this spanking. Like, and I'm just
Yeah. One time my mom was good about, she would always tell us like, go to your room and I'll spank you in a few minutes. She always wanted to like calm down and
that's good.
Like, you know, center herself.
Yes.
And so one time I went in to my room and I put like 10 pairs of underwear on.
Genius.
So that I could not. Of course she found out.
Yeah.
Because she hit and it sounded weird.
Yeah. You could just like salt thud.
It's like thud. And so then I ended up like getting it worse. So.
Oh.
It didn't work
you
out.
Tried. Yeah, you kids learned. Don't try it at home. Yeah. Don't try this at home. Don't put on extra layers. Parents
I've
know.
Known the people that have tried to put like books and.
Oh, you know. Yeah. In their pants or something. Like, yeah.
What a, like, see, that just, like, okay, so we used to compare stories. Like, I remember, like, one of my friend's sister, she's like, oh, my gosh, I tried to put a book. And, you know, we talk about our stories. Yeah. And then, like, the kids nowadays, I don't think they talk about their spanking
no.
stories.
No, and that, but I was going to say that, too, because that was so normal back then.
Yeah.
No one was like, you can't spank your kids because this is considered child abuse, right? Like, that was kind of, like, the way people talk mm-hmm. or they didn't talk like that. But nowadays I feel like if I go to like a mommy setting, like a mommy and me or just like a coffee or anything like that.
You're like, no, I don't spanking, spank my kids.
Yeah, spanking is almost like frowned upon now. Oh, now yeah. It's more of like they're pushing for the gentle parenting aspect mm-hmm. where it's like, get down on one knee, take a breath, break it down, you know, remove your kid from the situation. Like it's this full checklist of things before you can even instill a punishment. And I'm yeah. like, when did this shift happen where, like, not to say spanking is the end all be all for punishments and consequences mm. for children. There's a time and a place for that, but there's also a time and a place for gentle parenting. So I feel like we've gone like completely opposite ends.
There's a middle ground. Like,
yeah.
So it just depends what it is, where you are, yeah. how yeah. old they are. Can they yes. understand the conversation? Like there's a lot of factors that go into it. So in the middle is the ideal spot in my opinion. Yeah. But it seems like nowadays most people are just like severely on the gentle parenting side. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you have your people that are on the opposite side. But like,
of course, yeah.
Also, not as common as it used to be. Like, mm-hmm. I think my parents, like, this was very wrong. So when I'm saying this, I'm not approving it because it was very wrong. Yeah. But like, it was normal to be beat in the 60s and
70s. Yes. Like, yeah, like, yeah.
You're saying for our parents. And I'm talking about like, I'm not talking about just spanking. I'm talking about like yeah. beat. Like
yes, like physical evidence of the beating. Yeah, they would I would receive say from their like parents.
Most parents did mm-hmm. that,
and it was like elders too. I think yes. it was very generational. Of like, yeah. a grandparent would be allowed to then spank a child as well. So yeah. that's very different from how far we've shifted to now. Because now you, if you parent somebody else's child, whoa, like you just stepped out of bounds, like severely. If you try to like, if I walk up to another child at a playground because they're throwing sand in my child's eyes and I try to say like, hey, honey, please don't do that. That mom's coming at me, like
which
trying
is
to tell
so
me not.
Dumb.
Yeah, which is like so, I feel like we've gone so far extreme. It's like, don't tell my child what to do. And it's like, okay, all right. Like this is too much now. Like, yeah. don't take your wild child to the playground. Like, whatever. But
yeah. Like if Jackie, for example, my toddler's off at her house, and we know this about each other.
Yeah.
Me and her give each other like full ride. Like
yes,
parent,
we've already had that conversation
like
early
parent,
in our friendship.
My kid.
Yeah. If my kid's at your house away. Acting ratchet, yeah, definitely yeah. don't let them get away with no. that behavior. They know better. And that's the thing too. Our kids are also at the age they are more rational, so they know better. So therefore, I do want them to have a punishment for their behavior because they know not to behave that way.
Of course.
Like,
and
so
it's going to be more extreme. Yeah.
Yes.
In the sense yep. of like you will not be able to have technology for the whole week.
Yes.
Or whatever it is, because a pow pow yeah. ain't going to do it. They'll be like, no, okay, I'll take yeah. that over the whole
yeah,
week.
Yeah, that didn't
no
even hurt. Like, exactly. Yeah. Taking away something that they love, like the switch being gone. And it's like, no, spank my hand. Come and spank the hand.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I'll take the pain.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's why we're friends. Because we can yeah. just, like, there is a comfort level. Like, right mm-hmm. in front of Jackie, I have no problem being like, Dylan, we're not going to do that.
Yeah.
Or like, we're not going to ask that. Or like,
yeah.
dude, you just had a snack. Like, you're not going to ask your mom again for another one. Like,
and
sure. we have no problem. There's no question.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
it's like, thank no, you for backing me up.
Yeah, exactly. Because it always comes back to this too. It takes a village nowadays.
It
like
does.
It really does take more than just the one person to like raise children. So it's like, it's always nice when you find like a community of people where you can just feel safe with, you know, your kids and everything like that. So
yeah.
now I'm just like, got to look out for super gentle parenting around me. Because also the other thing too is like now with raising our kids, I find that since they're a little bit older, we're more rational, we can talk about things, mm-hmm. that now I almost have to encourage them to be mindful of someone who's being gentle parented, because if they take offense to anything that my kids do, it might be slightly irrational. Like, say they don't share a toy at a public park, then it's like, should my kid be punished for not wanting to engage or share or whatever it is? And I'm just like, no, like, we also have to instill real life values into them, that you're not always going to get what you want. You're not always going to be a winner.
Yeah.
Like, life's not always going to be handed to you. Like, you can't always have everything that you desire. So I'm just like, sorry, boys, just be normal.
Yeah.
Share, like, if you want. Be nice. Be kind.
Yeah. But. Like, I'm not going to make my kid. Like, I'll be like, do you want to share it with them? But, like, I'm not going to make them, like, give their ball to somebody at the playground that they don't know if they went to go play with it. Like,
no.
Like, you brought the ball so you could go play at the park. I'm not going to. And then who knows? They'll probably take it. You know, kids. Yeah. Because parents nowadays don't care. They don't watch their kids, like, at the playground. And they'll just walk off with it. And so, like, if you don't want to share your ball, totally get it. Don't share it. And just like, if he asks for the ball and the person doesn't share it, totally fine. You say, okay, and you walk away.
Yeah.
Like, so, yeah, it's tough. It's like almost like they're a gentle parent, but then they also just don't want to parent sometimes.
Yeah, because they don't want to disappoint their own kid. I think a lot of that is like, no, they're allowed to have that because I don't want them to be mad at me or sad or disappointed. I want them to have everything that they want in their life. And I'm like, that's not teaching them good values to become an adult. Like, because we don't get everything we want. There's going to be disappointment in life. Yeah. So I feel like letting them have every little thing and then expecting that from the people around them as well, like their peers in their classes, people at the park, sport teams, all of it. I'm like, you're not always going to be picked first. You're not always going to get the
participation trophy. You shouldn't, at least.
No.
That's a whole other thing. That's a whole other thing. Yeah, we just experienced that for the first time that, like, I was talking to Jackie about this because it's like, so Jax tried out for the basketball team. Like, let's be realistic. We knew he wasn't going to make it. But because he just didn't practice for it, he just didn't practice for it, right? Like, we know there's kids in his class that, like, practice and play it all the time and all that kind of stuff. So, like, it was one of those things, like, I would be shocked if he made it because not that he's terrible, but, like, he doesn't practice. So, like...
Yeah, and he's also... This is his first year
trying
out. Like, it's... He's on the young side of the team, too. So, the youngest grade.
Yeah, exactly.
So, it's not like he's been missing out for years and this is, like, a weird situation. No. Like, this is very normal. Like,
he tried out for the team and I will say... Just a tiny bit. I felt bad for him because, and then I had to like recheck myself. I'm like, no, Heather, this is a good learning lesson. Like, this is a good learning lesson. Like, do not, there's no feeling bad for him because he was the only one that didn't make the team. And so,
see, my heart doesn't like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, cause I, like, Jax, the thing about your son though is he's the sweetest thing.
Yeah.
He is there at that school. So for me, I'm just like, they should have done something. There was space to put him someplace.
Exactly. Like, I was like, dude, you couldn't have added one word to the team or like make him the water boy or like
a sub.
Bench him at games, but he practices with them. You know what I mean? Like something like that. So my, not entitled, but that side of me came out a little of where I'm just, I didn't talk to anybody, by the way. This is all in my head. Like, I didn't go and like, oh my gosh.
I demand to speak to the coach.
Like, no. But then I was like, you know, this is a good, he was disappointed, but I'm like, this is a good learning lesson because I'm like, you haven't practiced, dude. Like, how do you think you're going to make the team?
Yeah.
So
I, and then this is a good example. Was he receptive to that conversation? Did he understand what you were saying when you said that? Like, oh, well, maybe next year I'll practice. Like, did he kind of like
get what you were saying? Yeah, and he also just had everything working against him because they didn't let, his teacher didn't let him change for PE, like into his PE uniform. So he went and tried out basketball with jeans and a long sleeve shirt.
Yeah, so he already couldn't dress out. He wasn't in the right attire. So, he already felt like everything was against him that day.
So it's okay. And I told him, I'm like, this next time, like, you just have to practice. Not everyone's good from the, like, right off the bat.
Yeah,
like, and only two kids from his class made the team in general.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There so was only three that like, tried out.
Yeah.
But they're the youngest. It's from fourth to sixth grade. So they're the youngest grade on this team. So like in soccer, a bunch of people, like almost a whole class in fourth grade tried out and only one got on the team.
Dang, so like, that's crazy.
So I told him, I'm like, it's okay. You just didn't practice and you didn't do all the things to like actually get to that level. But so it was a good learning lesson. But there was a part of me in that parenting side that was like, dude, you couldn't give one more spot.
No,
like,
I agree.
There was only one more position.
Yeah.
But it's okay. It's okay.
No, but that's good, though, because that's going to be one of those things, like, this is an example of not gentle parenting. Like, you didn't say anything to the coach. And then also you told him, like, hey, like, you didn't practice, therefore you didn't make the team. So, mm-hmm. like, he then can take that and be like, I'm going to use that as motivation for next year. Like, that's you're instilling good values in him to want to then do better and succeed. And this applies for everything. Job interviews, college, everything in life. So I feel like good job. That's a good mom win there. Like,
thanks. Yeah.
He'll be fine. He's got this next year. And he's also doing other activities. So he's going to rock his drum solo. That's what he's got right now this season.
He is doing drums this season. I'm like, are you going to do drums next season? He's like, I don't know. I'm like, no, you are. Sorry. There's no option. Like, you've come this far. You're just going to
Like, put that activity to the side.
So hopefully he sticks to drums and hopefully we can practice some basketball and get him on the team.
But now he's going to be next year in fifth grade. This is going to be a little bit harder because he's going to be competing against, like, I don't know if they take a certain amount from a certain grade, but, like,
I
just think that people are going to be getting better. So I'm like,
So he's got, from now on,
he's got some work to do.
Yeah. He's got this whole entire year to practice, get those skills and make the team. Cause we're playing basketball.
By the way, I put that on the other day. So Liam, last year when Jackie was here for the summer, it was Liam's birthday and he wanted a basketball theme. And so Jackie and I, of course, you know, are us,
we leaned into it. Yeah, we were like, we will take this.
So we literally put, like, basketball from Like Mike. And that was, like, the first thing that came to both of our minds.
Yeah.
And so all the boys were like, stop.
Yeah, we,
like,
were embarrassing them. It was,
like, we were incredible. Like, we're playing like around the whole kitchen.
Yeah.
And they were just like, stop. Yeah. Even Liam was like, just stop.
He was definitely cringing. And it wasn't even like that affected him in any way.
So I actually put on the other day. It might have been when he tried out that day or something. And they're all like, just stop.
I don't know why they don't like it. Like, why don't they like our singing and dancing? Like, it's so fun. Like,
also, that's, like, a great song.
It is a great song. And it's stuck in my head because, like, Liam had a basketball game yesterday, and that's all I do. I'm like, get in the car because we're going to play basketball.
And does he say stop?
He does. He 100% stops. He, like, he hates everything about it.
Like, I don't know what it is. There's only certain – like, my kids don't care if I dance and do all things, but there's certain songs that just – irk them. And I'm
no, that song, I don't know why. And it's the fact that it hits a nerve for all of them. Like, so I don't understand how it's just like a communal song that they all
and
hate. Like,
we during our time thought that was like, that was like a bop.
Yes. I don't understand, because it seems like it's a good song and they don't, it's not like they've heard it before. Like, it's not like it pops up on the rate, it's not on a top 40 where they would just be like, no, it's overplayed. Like, where are they getting this hatred from?
I don't know. I don't know. My kids are the same.
We ruined it for them.
But it's okay. I like it.
I know. It's always
fun. That's how we're going to end out this podcast.
Yeah. We're going to play the song for you guys.
That's going to be the ending.
Yeah. Oh, I like it.
Maybe
I'll
actually do it.
Yeah. That'll be so fun. We do not own licensing rights to this song.
Yeah. I might not put it
blocked when we upload it on YouTube.
But it's fine.
Yeah. But this was fun. It's always so fun chatting and catching up about all the things. So listeners, be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. You can find us on YouTube, Spotify, Amazon, Apple Podcasts. I think that's all of them. And TikTok and Instagram. And whenever you have a chance, be sure to, like, pop in some comments, DM us some hot takes, topics you want us to talk about. Like, we're here for it. Like, if there's a guest that you want to see here on our podcast or you want some fun perspective, we're here for it. We love to make things fun and spicy. So let us know what you want to hear.
And support us by liking. It only takes 1 second to like.
I know. Just click. Just a double tap.
Just like or share, or like when you're listening to this podcast on Spotify, literally just click the rate show and click. It's literally 5 stars. You don't have to write a comment or anything. And that helps us tremendously. But thank you for listening, and we will chat next week. Bye.
Bye.